The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 28. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their hosts together for warfare, to fight with Israel. And Achish said to David, "Know assuredly that you will go out with me in the host, you and your men." And David said to Achish, "Therefore you will know what your slave will do." And Achish said to David, "Therefore I will make you keeper of my head forever." Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away the spiritists and the wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together, and came and encamped in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they encamped in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart trembled greatly. And when Saul inquired of Yahweh, Yahweh did not answer him, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Then Saul said to his slaves, "Seek me a woman who is mistress of a spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her." And his slaves said to him, "Look, there is a woman at Endor who is mistress of a spirit." And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment and went, he and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, "Tell my fortune, I pray you, with a spirit, and call up for me whomever I will name to you." And the woman said to him, "Look, you know what Saul has done, how he has cut off the spiritists and the wizards out of the land. Why then do you lay a snare for my soul to cause me to die?" And Saul swore to her by Yahweh, saying, "As Yahweh lives, no punishment will happen to you for this thing." Then the woman said, "Whom shall I bring up to you?" And he said, "Bring me up Samuel." And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spoke to Saul, saying, "Why have you deceived me? For you are Saul." And the king said to her, "Don't be afraid, for what did you see?" And the woman said to Saul, "I see a god coming up out of the earth." And he said to her, "What form is he of?" And she said, "An old man comes up, and he is covered with a robe." And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he bowed with his face to the ground and did obeisance. And Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you disquieted me to bring me up?" And Saul answered, "I am very distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me and has not answered me any more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called you, that you may make known to me what I will do." And Samuel said, "Why then do you ask of me, seeing Yahweh has departed from you and has become your adversary? And Yahweh has done for himself as he spoke by me. And Yahweh has rent the kingdom out of your hand and given it to your fellow man, even to David, because you didn't obey the voice of Yahweh and did not execute his fierce wrath on Amalek. Therefore has Yahweh done this thing to you this day. Moreover, Yahweh will deliver Israel also with you into the hand of the Philistines. And tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. Yahweh will deliver the host of Israel also into the hand of the Philistines." Then Saul fell immediately his full length on the earth, and was very afraid because of the words of Samuel, and there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all the day, nor all the night. And the woman came to Saul and saw that he was very troubled and said to him, "Look, your female slave has listened to your voice, and I have put my soul in my hand, and have listened to your words which you spoke to me. Now therefore, I pray you, you listen also to the voice of your female slave, and let me set a morsel of bread before you, and eat, that you may have strength when you go on your way." But he refused and said, "I will not eat." But his slaves, together with the woman, constrained him, and he listened to their voice. So he arose from the earth and sat on the bed. And the woman had a fatted calf in the house, and she hurried and killed it. And she took flour and kneaded it and baked unleavened bread of it. And she brought it before Saul and before his slaves, and they ate. Then they rose up and went away that night.